Okay, quick story before we jump in. I once watched a solo coach schedule a launch email, hit send, and nothing. The list was healthy, the offer was solid, but the link in the email went to a draft page. First day conversions sat at 3%. They paused, fixed the link, tightened one headline, and that same day conversions rose to 7%. That felt like a sigh of relief you could hear down the hall. Clear to launch, but only after a proper pre-flight. Let's make this simple. You get a 20-minute ritual that catches the tiny mistakes that tank launches. Intro. I'm Mason Reed. This is the Daily Marketing Move, your daily practical marketing action plan. Today's episode is short, about 8 to 9 minutes here, and then you'll run a separate 20-minute pre-flight outside the episode. I'll walk you through why the short pre-flight matters, the 7 checks you'll do in order, a 60-second live micro A-B test to expose a common false positive, and 2 pasteable fallback snippets you can use immediately. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity.
Why a short pre-flight? Think of launches like flights. Pilots run a concise checklist before takeoff because tiny misses cost lives. And for you, tiny misses cost trust and revenue. The measurable outcome I want you to expect is simple. Fewer launch fails, faster fixes, and a predictable way to know when you're actually ready to publish. Time box the ritual to 20 minutes, pick one metric to watch, and keep emotions out of go-no-go decisions.
Here are the 7 checks. I'll give the order and a target time for each so the whole thing fits in 20 minutes. Memorize the sequence. Don't jump around. 1. Offer clarity. 4 minutes. Confirm the core promise and one sentence benefit. 2. CTA alignment. 3 minutes. Does the primary call to action match the promised next step? 3. Links and tracking. 4 minutes. Every link goes to the right destination and UTM tracking is correct. 4. Mobile preview. 2 minutes. Quick mobile scan for formatting and button visibility. 5. Payment or booking sanity. 3 minutes. Complete a test checkout or booking flow to the final confirmation. 6. Contingency rules. 2 minutes. Set a simple rule. If payment fails, hold the lead and follow up manually. 7. One-person fulfillment plan. 2 minutes. Who does what if something breaks? That totals 20 minutes. Time box these and move quickly.
Now, let's run a live A-B test I want you to try in 60 seconds. This is to expose false positives, launches that pass the checklist but still underperform because one line is off. Pick a subject line or email preview text you're about to send. Swap it for an alternative that focuses on a concrete result rather than a soft benefit, and send a 1-minute test to a tiny seed list or your own second inbox. For example, original subject line, announcing my new coaching program. Alternate, secure your first client in 30 days. Spots open. Within 60 seconds, you'll often get a clearer sense of which one draws attention. I've seen campaigns that checked all 7 boxes, but still needed this tiny swap to move the needle.
Checklist walkthrough. Read these out loud while you do each step. Say this for offer clarity. In one sentence, my audience gets X outcome by Y action. Pass if you can state it without hesitation. For CTA alignment, read the CTA aloud as the user sees it and ask, does this lead to the promised outcome? Pass if yes. For links and tracking, click every public link, verify destinations, and check the UTM string if you use them. Fail if any link lands on the wrong page or 404. For mobile preview, open the email on a phone, confirm buttons are readable and no images push content off screen. For payment booking sanity, complete the checkout to final confirmation or schedule the booking. Fail if the process errors or confirmation doesn't appear. For contingency rules, if payment fails, execute this step, reserve the spot, and send the fallback reply. For one-person fulfillment, name the person responsible and the follow-up time frame. If anything fails, either fix it now or document the postponement reason and stop the launch.
2 copy-ready fallbacks you can paste right now. Payment fallback snippet. Having trouble completing payment? Reply to this email with invoice and we'll reserve your spot and send a 1-click invoice manually. Booking fallback snippet. If booking fails, reply hold and we'll secure your spot and follow up with a manual link. Use these exactly as written. Put them in your autoresponder and a pinned reply template so your support flow is immediate.
A quick vignette. A solo coach I work with did the pre-flight.
She found a link pointing to a draft, and her headline read like an announcement instead of a result. She fixed the link, tightened the headline to focus on the immediate client result, and pushed a small resend to active readers. Day one conversions jumped from 3% to 7%. The lesson? A single tiny fix can change trust and clarity and convert window shoppers into buyers. You don't need a marketing overhaul. You need a fast, disciplined pre-flight.
Downloadable template and micro exercise. There's a one-row verification template you can paste into your notes or calendar. It's basically offer, CTA, link checked, YRN, payment tested, YRN, contingency set, YRN, owner, timestamp. Practice the routine once a week on small sends. Set a timer for 20 minutes and run the full sequence. The muscle memory matters. After 3 timed runs, you'll do this in real life without hesitation.
Measurement and guardrails. Pick one metric to watch. Open rate, click rate to the checkout, or completed purchases. If you see a pass on checks but a poor micro test result, delay and iterate. Minimal rollback plan. If critical failures appear after send, pause additional promotion, activate the manual fallback for affected users, and publish an update explaining the fix if it impacts customer experience. Publish cutoff. Don't schedule final promotion within 2 minutes of your planned live time. Give yourself a buffer so small fixes can be made.
Okay, here's today's marketing move. Block 20 minutes on your calendar, run this exact pre-flight once before your next launch, and pick one metric to track. Download the verification template, paste the 2 fallback snippets into your support autoresponder, and run the 60-second micro AB subject line test. Then come back and report one metric to the community. Did conversions climb, hold, or need another pass? Remember, let's make this simple. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. Clear to launch when you can honestly say each check is passed.